Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well on this beautiful, beautiful day. Lord just continues to bless us. There's no doubt about it. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening if you can. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Most definitely will. And we know somebody we can pray to too, don't we? Almighty God. In Jesus' name. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. No. In the name of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Anyone else on the right side with a spoken prayer request tonight? All righty. Anyone on the left side tonight with a spoken prayer request? Brother Keith? Absolutely, absolutely. And what were the dates that you're not going to have Overcomers Outreach? I saw the text, but I was driving, so I didn't. The 3rd and the 10th. You will not have it. And then, absolutely, praise the Lord. Anyone else with a spoken prayer request, the congregation? Or I don't want to miss anyone. All right. Anyone up on the roster? Sister Hubbs. Absolutely, absolutely. Praise the Lord. And also, as far as prayer requests, I know there are those that we have, but also those that are traveling. I've spoken to a few people. Some in our family, they're out of town, hitting that first week. The school's out. People are on the road everywhere. I know my daughter-in-law said it normally takes her 10 hours to get to her mom's and them at the beach. It took them 12 Sunday. They said that everybody apparently is on the road, so everybody's loose. Get rid of stuff and get going. So let's just remember all those traveling, those that aren't able to be with us, those sick and shut in also. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, thank you for your many, many blessings, and Lord, for the opportunity you've given us to gather in your house and in your name. Lord, now as we open up this service, dear Lord, we pray just for us to be in tune with your word, dear Lord, in tune with your spirit. Dear Lord, for you just to have a free ring amongst each and every one of us. Dear Lord, we pray for our service tonight and with the young people as they have their service tonight. Dear Lord, we ask you just to let your spirit flow, dear Lord, just to touch and anoint each and every situation. Dear Lord, now as we come together, dear Lord, for the spoken and unspoken prayer requests, dear Lord, we know that you're greater than cancer. You're greater than any other sickness that goes forth, dear Lord. And for those that have lost a loved one recently, we ask for you to touch each and every one. Lord, for those watching on the live feed, may they feel your presence. And, Lord, again, we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Why? Yes, sir, I'm sorry. I need to stand in for whoever that was that had the cancer. Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. Amen. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. God is so good. God great. name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, when as we read through the life of Jesus and in his, as he was ministering to so many, those that came to him and those that he healed, and with that faith that we have in the same way, the glory to touch. And I just believe that. Thank you, Brother Chris. Thank you so much. While you're standing, turn to page 277. What do we do a lot on Wednesday nights? Let's sing Redeemed. Anybody in this house understand that word and how important it is, Lord? Thank you, Jesus. I'm redeemed. Page 277. Sweet is the song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow have vanished away. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now resign. I have been redeemed. Praise the Lord. Here is my joy. Now onward I go. I'm redeemed, all the way homeward my praise shall flow. I have been redeemed, oh I'm redeemed, yes, my love divine, glory, glory, Christ is mine, all to Him I now reside. God, you may be seated if you can. Just love the Lord this evening. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering and get everything set up. Don't forget that we're having our Saturday, June 26th, we're having our annual little sprucing up the church, little cleanup day. We'd love to have everybody that can to come join us, be part of it. It'd be a wonderful time of fellowship, plus we get some things done for the church in preparation for Vacation Bible School and Homecoming that all comes up in July. So on June 26th, go ahead and mark it on your calendar and come and join us that Saturday morning, and we'll just get enough folks, we'll get it knocked out that morning. Praise God. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning off, evening offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Susan. Come on now.
On the Sea of Galilee, a storm prevailed, but the Lord arose and said, "Peace be still," and it happened just like He said. Then those round about said, "What sort of man rebukes the elements?" And they understand, and it happened just like He said. It happened like He said, as He cleansed the leper and He raised the dead, fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread. Intercession for you, and it happened just like He said. Blind Bartimaeus cried out by the road. Jesus said, "Your faith has made you whole," and it happened just like He said. Jesus said, "What do you want from me?" Bartimaeus cried, "Lord, that I might see," and it happened just like He said. And He raised the dead, fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread. Then He said, "Greater things than this shall you do, for I go to make intercession for you." And it happened just like He said. Jesus said, "Surely I must go away, and if I go, I'm coming back someday." And it'll happen just like He said. "I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you can be too," and it'll happen just like He said. It happened like He said, as He cleansed the leper and He raised the dead, fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread. Then He said, "Greater things than this shall you do, for I go to make intercession for you," and it'll happen just like He said.
Where could I go?
Manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Miss Tabby.
Y'all worship with me tonight.
Catch me when I'm falling, and you.
because of what I've done, but because of who you are.
I am the flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Do you hear me when I'm calling? Lord, you catch me when
such a good God. Not only is He a God of might and strength, but He's a God of compassion and love too. Amen. How many is thankful we can be the recipients of God's love and His amazing grace. Amen. Anybody having a blessed week this week? Amen. Or just give the Lord praise. Amen. God is so good. Amen. We do want to remember our young people. I'm excited about what's going on out there. I'm not really sure. They're having a some kind of worship service, and that's exciting to me. Looking for a great time, just wanting to hear the results of it, and kind of part of me's here, and part of me's wanting to see how they're going out there, but I know it's going to be good. They're having a wonderful time. They're having some praise and worship, and I don't know, maybe somebody gets saved tonight. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Amen. That's great. Glory to God. It can happen, folks. Amen. That's where the zeal is. That's where the energy is in our young folks. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of Proverbs. We want to look at one particular verse tonight, and we may travel a little more and get into it and some more verses, but I want to bring one verse to our attention tonight, and that's the 18th verse of the 29th chapter of the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 29 and verse number 18. Thank you for standing. The writer says, "Where there is no vision," everybody say, "no vision," "the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for another day, another opportunity to gather together. Lord, we thank you for those who come tonight, and I pray your blessing. Pray your anointing upon this congregation tonight. Father, we do remember our young people tonight. And God, I pray, Lord, that you would bless them mightily in their service tonight. God, and I pray, Lord, that you would just now, God, help us to focus on your word, God, and your spirit. Pray, God, that you would just anoint these lips of clay. Nothing more than just a vessel, God, that the Holy Ghost may speak to us tonight. To lead us, to guide us, and direct us, Lord, in the path that we should go. We do remember those who are sick. Many are suffering. Father, we pray for their healing and their anointing. God, I pray, Lord, that you would save those, Lord, who seemingly are unconcerned. God, send revival in this land. Let it break out, God. Let folks come to the knowledge of Christ and through repentance and baptism in your precious name, the infilling of your spirit. And Father, we give you this praise, the honor and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise, and you may be seated. Where there is no vision, where there is no vision. We have heard that particular passage of Scripture for a number of years, and thank God for the Scriptures that we hear. And I remember some of the preachers of old and talking about the vision that we need. And I kind of always just took that as maybe a goal or a plan or something to look forward to. You know, people have visions. Just as we do when we're growing up, you know, there's always the question asked, what are you going to be when you grow up? And you know, some of the answers are independently wealthy and all of those other things that we aspire to be. And, you know, it's good to have a vision. But in further reading this particular passage of Scripture and in looking at some reference and some of the maybe the most renowned Bible scholars, basically it refers to God's redemptive and revelation word of God, the revelatory word of God. This particular word used vision is only used about three or four times in the Bible, and every time it is used. Now, there are visions. The Bible talks about visions. Your old man will dream dreams, your young man will see visions and things like that. But in this particular case, he's talking more about the prophetic word of God. And the writer here of Proverbs, probably, maybe it might have been Solomon or someone in that kind of capacity, but being able to see the things that were transpiring in the world, he began to realize that the people without guidance, man, would fail. They wouldn't be able to keep the law. They wouldn't be able to exist in a relationship with the Lord unless they had some kind of guidance. Aren't you thankful that we live in the dispensation of the Holy Ghost? I am so grateful and so thankful that we live after Jesus came and died on the cross of Calvary. And I think about some of the old patriarchs of old who did not have that Spirit dwelling within them, had to go upon the anointing of God and the prophetic word of God. And sometimes God would speak to them in different manners. But they didn't have that spirit within them. They had the spirit of God to lead them and guide them, but not the infilling of that spirit that the Lord gave us when he ascended into heaven. And I'm so thankful for that. But here the writer's talking. Let me read the Amplified version, and maybe that'll bring just a little bit more clarity to it. It says, where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. But he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable is he. So God intended for us to obey his law. And if you remember during this time, we had the prophets that God spoke to and spoke through. Jeremiah, Isaiah, some of the main prophets. You had Amos and some Joel and some of the lesser prophets, but all of them were men of God used for the guidance of the church and the guidance of the people that God, his ordinances and his precepts would pertain to. And the Bible says here that the people would perish without this guidance or without this direction. And we might sort of kind of parallel it to like a lawless land today. If there was no law in the land, then it would be complete anarchy. People would just be taking the law into their own hands and doing things. And maybe if you've read stories about the Wild West, maybe some of those things transpired during that particular time. But there was a need for guidance. There was a need for law. There was a need for ordinances. And there was a need for somebody to be in jurisdiction of those things to make sure that those laws were adhered to. And that's what the Word of God is for us today. And I want to encourage us to take full advantage of the Word of God, especially today if we see the things that are transpiring in this world, because this is the one thing that we can put our faith and trust in, the Word of God. It doesn't change. Over the years, there's been so many changes. There's, you know, constantly they're adding laws, they're updating laws, they're doing this, maybe striking some laws from the book, and mostly it's to appease the people. But let me tell you something, the Word of God was not written to appease the people. It wasn't written, amen, to make me feel good about situations. It was written for me to stay in line, amen, to be submissive and obedient to the Word of God. And we need this Word of God because he plainly tells us that if we don't have this guidance, we'll perish. We know that in raising children and rearing children. They have to have some type of guidance. Does it mean that we're going to lord over them? It doesn't mean that we're going to be a dictator over them. It just simply means that they must have a vision. They must have that guidance, that strong hand, that ability, amen, to understand what is expected out of them, as we as Christians do as well. And the Bible is constantly telling us how that we should live in this land. You know, there's things that we need to know that sometimes that we can't get from just the books and the law of the land or things like that. We have to get it from the Word of God. First of all, he mentioned guidance. Now, when we think about guidance, so many times we think about, something that's strong or stringent or hard to accept or hard to digest. But it doesn't have to be that way. When we read the Word of God, first of all, I would encourage us to pray before we read. I learned this a long, long time ago. Many times I would pick up the Bible and I'd try to begin to read, and sometimes it didn't really strike a chord within me. Maybe my mind would wander or something, and maybe I couldn't, you know, understand. And I've heard people come to me and say, Brother Eddie, how do you read the Bible? How do you understand the Bible? The way that worked for me, and I'm not telling you have to do that, but I would pray and I'd ask the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Lord, it's all good. Everything from Genesis to Revelation, everything in between is good. And we need it for guidance. We need it for help. We need it for direction in our life. So Lord, you know what I need. Lead me and guide me in the Word. And I've always found it to be truthful. I've always found it to be unchanging. It's not going to change for me. It's not going to water down. How many is thankful that the Word of God has not been watered down? It's the same today as it always was. So we need that guidance. And we need that direction as well. You know, I'm often accused of not asking for directions. And men kind of, I think, get that reputation a little bit sometimes. We'll stumble on it sooner or later. We'll find it. And the wife says, why don't you just stop and ask for direction? You know, many, many times when we're questioning a situation in our life, things have happened and we don't have the answer to. if we'll just go to the Word of God, God has direction for us. I believe with all of my heart that God has a scripture in there that will meet every need of our life. And, you know, it's timely, too. I know I've told you about the 1 Corinthians 2 and 5. That'll always have a place in my heart and in my spirit because it was very, very timely. It came in a time when I needed that direction. I needed that encouragement. And, you know, we've read that time and time again. But at that particular time, before I went to the hospital the next day, and the three doctors called us into a room in consultation and told us that Kevin had at best about a 50% chance of life, then I knew why that scripture was so important the night before. I didn't question God. It was just like the Spirit of God said, read that, dwell on it, let it sink in, get a good night's sleep, because he knew exactly what I was going to be facing the next day. And that's not the only time that's happened. I'm sure that we got people here today that have had the Word of God, a particular scripture or chapter, just kind of jump out at you. And maybe you don't know the reason for it at that particular time, but maybe later on during that week or during that day, God brings it to revelation, and then we find, you know, oh, well, that's what God wanted me to understand. But if we read it more and get more in tune with it and more out of it, amen, then we'll be able to stand in these very trying times that we have. So we need it for guidance. We need it for direction. And this is maybe not the easiest, but we need it for reproof. Many times I have been checked by the Word of God. And thank God that I have been checked by the Word of God. You know, God says and checks us and chastises us, not because he doesn't like us, but on the contrary, it's because he loves us and he wants us to be right. He wants us to walk in his statutes and his precepts and be submissive and obedient to the Word of God. How many knows that sometimes it's not exactly what you want to hear when the Word of God is very plain to us and we read the Bible? But it tells us that we need this because without this, we would perish. Think about the nation today. Without the laws of the land, sooner or later, it would perish. The church would perish without the Word of God. And I don't understand why people want to take it and try to change it or try to update it or try to modernize it. The Word of God doesn't need any modernization. I don't believe it with all of my heart. I believe it's exactly what God wants us to read. It's exactly what God wants us to understand. And we need to live and abide for that. So over in the 25th verse of that same chapter, the writer goes into a little bit about, he says, the fear of man bringeth a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Now, if we stop and just kind of read through that we all pretty much agree with that. But if we stop and analyze that can have a very definite effect on our life right now. If we put too much trust or fear or respect in man, then it can become a snare to us. And it has. But people today are looking for man to fix things. They're looking for a nation to fix things or a government to fix things. But the Word of God says if we put our trust in God or in the Lord, then we shall be safe. Even in times that it may not seem like it's that safe around us. Even in perplexing times. How many have had to lean and rely on the Word of God when things around you didn't seem to be so safe? It didn't seem to be so secure. It didn't seem to be things that were happening in your favor. Sometimes things happen around us that are not very wonderful or not very good around us, you know, not very exciting. But if we know and read the Word of God, we know that we're going to endure those times because he's going to keep us safe. Many seek the ruler's favor. Seek the favor of somebody. Seek the favor of a politician, seek the favor of a president, seek the favor of whatever the situation was here in this time. Maybe it was the king or his those around him. But it said, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord. We're going to be judged according to God's word. Okay, it's not going to change. It's not going to vary from God's word. So this is something that we can count on. And in my life, I am so thankful to have something that I can count on that does not change. It does not change from day to day. It is steadfast, it's unmovable, and it's always going to be there for us to depend on. Keep the Word of God handy. Keep it by your side. Be familiar with it. I love the scriptures that are posted on Facebook. Many of you are doing that, and it's wonderful. It's encouraging to read those things. And if you know, have you noticed, many, many times it's exactly what you needed to hear for that day. That's not coincidence, by the way. That's the obedience of God. And I believe God knows what we need, when we need it. And the scripture, you know, even if you don't see it on Facebook, sometimes you can open the Word of God and just kind of flip through it. And God can lead you and guide you to exactly what you want to hear or what you need to hear. Maybe not so much what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. So we need a vision. We need that redemptive Word of God, not only for our own salvation, but to be able to share that redemptive Word of God to others, to be able to point them to Christ, to be able to tell them the plan of salvation, to be able to encourage people. Just not asking a show of hands, but how many times have maybe in your life or in your walk of life have you been approached by somebody and you were talking and maybe they stated a situation that they were going through and God brought a scripture to your mind or to your memory and you was able to share that scripture with them. And it really helped them. You know, I'm sure that probably each and every one of us has had that opportunity. Again, going back to that same scripture that God used to help me and to prepare me for the next day, I've been able to use that as a witnessing tool many, many times, especially when somebody would come and say that the news that they got from the doctor was not good and it was discouraging and you know, and I'm able to point them to that scripture and let them know that, you know, our faith should not really stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. And you know what? That's still right there. That's right there for each and every one of us to look at. It's each and every one of us to take advantage of and to use not only for our life, but for those that we come in contact with. So again, we need the Word of God. We need the importance of the Word of God. Please don't take your Bible and just use it as an ornament on the table. Take advantage of it. You know, I often tell people, you know, have one in each room. Make it convenient. You know, don't have to run and try to find a Bible. You know, most people I know own several Bibles, but you'll be surprised. Well, this group wouldn't be surprised. You know what it is to be able to open the Word of God, and it seems to be exactly the timing and exactly what you wanted to hear. And that's a reason for that, because God's Word is a living Word, amen, and it can apply to our life on a daily basis. So I just wanted to let us know that we have an opportunity to take full advantage of the Word of God, and let's don't let that slip aside. Let's don't let that slip away. In our busy routine, in our days of hectic schedules and all things, find a time to read the Word of God, whether it be first thing in the morning that you open up and read it. And I'm one like this. I'm not so big on quantity as I am quality. You know, if you're reading the Bible just to say, well, I read three chapters, and that's good and that's wonderful, but are you reading and getting the full impact of it? Because I will assure you, when you start really studying the Word of God and really praying before you read, God's going to open up things to us. God's going to open up things to you. And it will help you throughout that day. You'll be surprised how many times that something during the day or during the week will be something you just read and something maybe you just study. And when I say read, take advantage and study it too. If you have a study Bible there or a Greek-Hebrew Bible and look at it in depth at it and see exactly what it means. Just like that vision there, you know. I'm just thinking about all my adult life, really just thinking about a vision, kind of like we talk about a vision, but it's more than that. It is God's prophetic Word. And if we don't have God's prophetic Word, if we don't have God's Word with us, and how many know that in the beginning was the Word? It's not really talking about the printed Word. It came later. But in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's how important the Word of God is. It's synonymous with His Spirit. So we need it to lead us and guide us. I think I told you again, I've mentioned it made such an impact on me. I think it was Spurgeon that said that. He said, when I pray, I talk to God. But when I read the Bible, He talks to me. And that has made such an impact on me. And I, you know, been reading the Bible for a number of years, but I found that new and exciting to now, when I read it, I'm thinking, God, you're talking to me and through your Word. And it's amazing. It's amazing exactly what I needed to encourage me, to help me, to strengthen me. So, again, take advantage of the Word of God and keep it by you and take it with you and read it and live by it. Amen. This is what we have, a book of direction, a book of guidance. Amen. And without that, the people perish. May God bless you. I love you so much. Appreciate you being here tonight. We do want to pray for our young people out there. I'm excited to see what's going on. I can't wait to hear from them and see what kind of praise and worship they had. But we encourage our young people, and I would like for them, again, to maybe take one Wednesday night a month and maybe come up here and just have a young people service and let us sit back and enjoy them. We used to do that and let the young folks do the singing, the testifying and whatever, so that would be good. We need to really, really stand behind our young people and push them out and get them. They're not the church of tomorrow. They're definitely a church of today, and we need each and every one of them. So may God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Pray for those who are sick, those who are afflicted, that God will touch them. We still have a lot of people, amen, that need a touch from the Lord. Amen. Does anyone need prayer before we leave tonight? Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Okay, that's one of our friends on Facebook, so let's remember that Frances Bonds, and God will be with her as she has that procedure, possibly open-heart surgery. Amen. Glory to God.
Lord, as we come to you, as your word says, being sick, all of the ills, anoint with oil, pray the prayer of faith. God, we're praying right now the prayer of faith. Anointing with oil will lead you. God, for touching and anointing Sister Tabitha's feet. God, heal her, strengthen her, bless and anoint her right now. God, let her feel your power. Let her feel that healing virtue right now. In the precious holy name of Jesus, we ask it to be done. Giving you power, or giving you honor and glory right now for your healing virtue. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That was a request.
Dear Jesus, Heavenly Father, we pray right now, God, you anoint from your side. God, I pray right now, so that you minister and heal, make whole, God, move the pain, God, move the strength, Lord, have spread, God. Lord, believe in that all things will be possible for the Lord, for complete healing in Jesus' name. Let it be done, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, we claim it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God. Anyone?
Oh, I love the healing power of God. And that is in there, too. That is certainly Bible. I was thinking as we were praying for Sister Tabitha's foot, my mind went back many, many years ago when we were at youth camp. And there was a young girl there. Of course, we had the men's dormitory and the women's dormitory, and then we would go down to the big tabernacle and have church. And there was one night that there was some noise going on over there in the women's dormitory, and come to find out they were just having church after the regular church. And they was praying for this young girl who had basically, I don't know what the term is, but anyway, one foot was shorter than the other. And she would stick like tissue in the foot, in the shoe, so that it wouldn't slip off. And they were praying, God was blessing. And the next morning, you know, we get up early to go to breakfast and devotion and all that. She couldn't put her foot on. Couldn't put her shoe on. They had to take the tissue out. Overnight, that foot had grown to the same size of the other one. And that's a story that I've shared with so many. God is a healing God. Amen. And, you know, that all things are a miracle. But that, to me, just really, really stood out. If we believe, the Bible said we can have. Amen. The things that are impossible with man are made possible with God. So God is a healing God. Amen. Brother Jim, come dismiss us with a word of prayer. Amen.
Love you. Appreciate you so much.
Yes, God.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Isn't God great? Amen. Let's just give Him a hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Miss Jen, you had your hand up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is so great. Amen. Those testimonies of praise,
remember,
yes.
Remember Richard Wright, too, in our prayers, because the Lord healed him of cancer several years ago. He's got some complications coming back, I noticed on Facebook, and he's going for an MRI on the brain that they might be talking about cancer. But I know he knows God healed him before, and that same God can heal him.
Yes,
again.
He can.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. All hearts and minds. Yes, brother. Amen. 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 Praise God. God is great, as I said just a minute ago, and it really is. If you really think and just let, I shouldn't say think, but allow the Holy Ghost just to bring as these testimonies come and even, you know, things that flash back in our minds of opportunities or situations that could have gone a completely different way or from healing, as we've had it testified so much. And we've got walking testimonies in here tonight that I know our church is so blessed, but it's because it's God's church, it's His house. And we give Him all the glory. Let's pray for those that are coming in on the Facebook feed too. And we know God can be with you, whether it be through stents or open heart surgeries. We have testimonies of God healing and correcting things in the way He does it in His time. Praise God. Well, all righty. Well, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed, but I do want to invite each and every one of you to come back with us Sunday morning, and don't forget about Sunday school. We'd love to have the ones. Anyone that wants any information on it, please let me know, from the little ones all the way up. Praise God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You. Lord, we thank You for Your many, many blessings, dear Lord. Thank You for Your testimonies of praise, dear Lord, for giving us an opportunity to speak for You, dear Lord. Thank You for Your powerful Word. Lord, may we have that vision that You have planned for each and every one of us, dear Lord, the direction that You would have us to go. Lord, may we be about Your business and Your will. Dear Lord, now as we come together and prepare to depart, Lord, we thank You for this service, for those in the teens, the young people, dear Lord, for their service tonight. And, Lord, for each and every one here, Lord, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. And, Lord, also thank you for answering the prayers that have been brought forward tonight. Lord, we know that you're the great healer, the great I am, dear Lord, and we're giving you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.